Welcome to The Watchman, a great teaching about Bible prophecy and everything you need to know about the times we live in. For the coming of the Lord is sooner than you think. And now, here is The Watchman.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We bless your name. We give you glory. We thank you, Father, because you take us from one glory to another glory. We thank you because as you take us from one rock to a higher rock, from one place to a higher place. We thank you, Father, because we are not of those that stagnate. In the name of Jesus, there will be a growth in our lives, and it should be manifest to everyone that none of us shall remain the same. That even as we end this year, none of us shall remain the same in the year that comes. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, that we shall be of those that move from glory to glory, from faith to faith, from one level of prosperity to another. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that our lives are a manifestation of the increasing glory of God upon us. In the name of Jesus. That even those who are not spiritual see and know that there is a difference. Thank you, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Now, while all of you were foaming at the mouth over a boat cruise that ended in calamity, and that was what everybody seemed to have on their mind. Well, while you were at it, Parliament passed the bill for the GMOs, genetically modified what? Product. And it is far-reaching. And it's going to have far bigger consequences. It's going to have big consequences for our agriculture. Now, you see, the way these things are put together, and of course it is sponsored by very high-level people in the Western world to come and impose on us a technology that we clearly do not need. Amen? But they do that to erase our comparative advantage. You see, because there are certain things which God distributed, and nobody can do anything about that. Nobody can change the fact that we have the soils that we have, the climate that we have, even the tourism potential that we have, and so on. So what they do is, if you're threatening to make a lot of money in any one of those things, they come and they raise your advantages. For instance, if they create some cavalry, all the tourists who are planning to come here during this time, find some place else to go. And they can create it themselves. And all these GMOs, now let me tell you, the Bible clearly says that there is going to be a famine. Let's read it in the Bible. In the book of Revelation, chapter 6. Okay. Now, verse 5, chapter 6, verse 5 of Revelation. When he opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, "Come and see." So I looked, and behold, a black horse, and he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hand. Now, I want you to see that the black horse, we've spoken about this before, is almost symbolic of capitalism. The system that everybody has agreed is the best and that everybody is going by. But that's what it represents here, the black horse. Okay? Now, how do I get that? Because you've heard them say a company is in the red, which means it's indebted. Now, when they say it's in the black, it means the exact opposite. Okay? Now, why do they choose it? Because you know red is associated with communism. Anyhow, when he opened the third
he had a pair of scales in his hand. Go to verse 6. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, a quart of wheat for a denarius, and three quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not harm the oil or the wine. Now, wheat, barley, oil, and wine almost summarizes food in the times when this was. Okay? That is bread, what, almost everything they ate was related to wheat or barley. You know, loaves of bread and so on. But you see, at about this time, if you read even in other translations, they will say denarius is a day's wages. About a day's wages for labor. So, somebody goes to work. Now, let me interpret this for you in normal language. A quart of wheat for a denarius. Now, a quart is 3/4 a kilo in weight. So, somebody goes to work and all he has earned that day is 3/4 of a kilo of wheat. And that's it. And then he says, and 3/4, which is about, you know, 2.5 or something like that, of barley, for also a day's wages. So now, this is symbolic of famine. And there's a reason, I think, and I believe that, because there's a lot of myth concerning food in the world, that there's not enough food to feed the world. That is a lie. There is a lot of food that is dispensed of, but there is a group of people who own, and now this is not, you know, conspiracy talk. You can read this anywhere, even in the newspapers from the countries that these people come from. There is a group of people who own about between 8 and 85% of all the world's food products. They own it from start to finish. That is companies like KG, I don't know how they say it, Kagi, eh? C-A-G-Y. I think which is one of, Kagil, C-R-G-L-E-E, which is the biggest privately owned company in the world and owns almost all grain food single-handedly. Those people. Now, the grain, they produce grain from the farm right to your table. Okay? Yeah, they also own things like Nestlé, which gives you chocolates also, which comes from the farms which they own in Ivory Coast, straight to your mouth and to your hips, where chocolate ends up. I've seen Sarah laughing because she's the one who loves chocolate a lot. Anyhow, and the Nescafe, what, you know, all those things, all those food products, which are somehow packaged in. So even the oils, the essential oils, all of them owned by them. Now, how do they manage to do this? Because they manage to do it by owning the. There is the farmer who produces, but he can only produce and harvest. Now, after harvesting, the money actually goes to the middleman from there up to somebody's table, the processing. Now, I can tell you this. There is one guy here who is a foreigner in this country of ours who has made, who makes millions of dollars every year from coffee. And the guy is German. How does he do it? You plant your coffee, as soon as you harvest, you meet him right there. The farmer will get 2,000 shillings a kilo. By the time the guy exports it, he's exporting at 12,000. So the people who actually own it get the least. The middlemen are the ones who get the most. And even him, he's not the final whatever, because he's going to produce, take it to these same guys I'm telling you about, who will put it in a bottle, and I mean in a tin, and put the word Nescafe. And then they bring it to your supermarket and you buy it at much, much more. You understand? Because you're a sophisticated guy, you drink only Nescafe. They even put Nescafe gold, Nescafe silver, you know, Praise the Lord. And it's coffee coming from where? From here. Now, and the farmers are the poorest people. Now, what these people did in the countries that for which they have total control, I'm talking South Africa, I'm talking Brazil, I'm talking Zimbabwe, until Mugabe messed them up. That's why they fought Mugabe so much You know, he's a dictator. He's what? It has nothing to do with him staying in power, because there are people whom they support who stay in power, like you know who. Okay? But it has nothing to do with that. What he did is he stood in the way of, because they owned all the produce in Zimbabwe. So they just carry that, take it, and the farmers who are there are farmers who have British passports. And somehow there's this system where even they seem to make a lot of money, but they are not the final money makers. The final money makers are there, and they own these companies. And these companies are not even listed on the stock exchange, yet they are very big. Why? Because they are privately owned, and these people own between 80. I read this in the Guardian newspaper in the UK, and the people who own it are in the UK. They own between 80 and 85% of all the world's food, from soybean to all grains to all oils and to other beverages, tea, coffee, and so on. 85%. And now they are going to leverage that power at some stage to control everybody. You know, it's all about control. Take away freedom by controlling people's privacy. They have no privacy. You know everything you're doing is being monitored by somebody. And you know that. Okay? I told you, if you have a TV which was manufactured 2016 and afterwards, it watches you more than you watch it. Okay? And if they even have these hearing devices. You know these big screens you buy and what? You see, now if you want to know, you go and... When people are trying to monitor you, they come and say, I want to buy you a big, you know, however inch TV. Eh? And if you're a fool, you take it. But see, if you take it and give it to somebody else. Eh? Praise the Lord. And then you mess them up because they're interested in you who they are giving it to. Now, you see, so there's going to be a famine, clearly, when the horse... When is that going to happen? There are some interesting things I saw today. Now, this thing of this man who does all this coffee thing, I heard about it today. And you see, the Bible says it's a curse when people come from abroad and take the wealth of the people who they find in that place. Eh? That's a curse. Among the curses of Deuteronomy 28, he says, foreigners will come and become rich in your country and employ you. That's a curse. Amen? Because then, you are not a beneficiary of the wealth which God put there for you. Somebody else comes and messes up your head and actually takes it. Now, why is it important that if these people own the food, it's all part of the Antichrist system. By the way, all those companies, there are six of them which own the food, 85% of the food. Some people actually estimate 90% of the food. Now, what they do with these GMO things, they go to places where they cannot own, okay? Because they cannot own the matoke which you produce in Yolusuku and eat. And yet at some stage, they want to own that too. So they come, you know what, you saw what they did destroying matoke in Western Uganda with some sickness, which was actually brought by them. Now let me tell you, this is all Bill Gates Foundation. They have to own all that. So if they see something which they have no control over, you go and put your lusuku of matoke, harvest it, get chinyebwa and eat it. Then they can't have control over that. Eh? You understand? So they will mess up the matoke. They messed up the matoke. They messed up the coffee. They came and gave apparently free coffee what? Of course with the help of what? With our politicians. Come and give free, you know, coffee what? Let me tell you something. I heard somebody saying this today. Somewhere on TV. Eh? When something is free, when somebody gives you something free, you know you're the product. There is no such thing as a free thing. If somebody says, I'm giving you this free, eh? You know your product. Do you understand that? Let's put it at the most basic level. If you're a beautiful girl and somebody comes and says, I'm giving you this 200K free, you know who the product is. Praise the Lord. So, so they come and give free coffee and what, and then people planted that coffee, then it blossomed and produced very well in the first harvest. And the coffee seeds they got could not plant coffee again because they were not, you know, they could not be recycled. Eh? And now you see, they have to go back to Genesis 1 where God said he put the seed for the next tree in the tree that is. So he creates one. So there is one, So the mango seed that produces the next mango tree is in the same tree. You understand? Now that's how God did it. Now what they do is they cut that off using GMOs. And then they give you apparently better mangoes, but only you have to go to them for seeds. Now this is what is going to happen. And it has been passed by parliament. The first time the president sent it back because he wanted some changes. But now if he doesn't sign it, then it goes into a law automatically. According to our law, apparently. I don't know, of course. You know, I don't know, you know, that stuff. Praise the Lord. So this thing passed in Uganda. And now they are going to... You see these laws which are being pushed by people, which are not laws which come out of... Because every law has a purpose. Okay? So if they say, we are removing the age limit law, you know who is the beneficiary. And you know what it is all about, don't you? Yeah. Now, then somebody comes and says, we are pushing the marriage and divorce bill. And there is a lot of money. MPs are being taken abroad. Then you say, who is the end beneficiary? You see, the thing is, you know, I think our politicians are a bit dull of head. That's why you need to go and replace them. Because you have to know that there is somebody who is benefiting from that. Now, this GMO law, they have been pushing for it. Now, when everybody was, and you know what they do? They finish the formulation of it and everything. And then they wait for a crisis moment when everybody's attention is elsewhere. Then they pass it. So when we are talking about boat crews, what, how many people died, how many people were in the boat, how many people's wives were there, and so on. And, you know, and all the other things that come out of things like that. Eh? While we're busy getting excited about what was, you know, survivors jump off the boat and run away because they were not supposed to be on the boat. They were supposed to be somewhere else. So now you cannot tell who died and who didn't die. And then the lake is so dark, it is almost impossible to... But the thing, the way we abuse this, under that lake, because of all the waste that has been put there, all the what, there are so many factories here that just put waste there into the lake. It is very dark under. Very dark. And it's supposed to be a clear water lake where you can go under and see nothing. You can't see anything. Midday, you go below that water, it's midnight under there. So you can't even know how many bodies were there. But anyhow, while you were at that, the GMO thing was what? Was passed. Eh? And now it is going to be signed into law. But don't worry. Praise the Lord. Oh, let me tell you something. We are not a cursed nation. We are a blessed nation. Which means we are going to enjoy our wealth. We are not going to let Bazungu come here and enjoy our wealth when we are broke. Right now, they were doing it because of the nature of leadership that we have. A country so dysfunctional, it cannot manage its own, it cannot regulate its own central bank. But now it wants to regulate religious freedom. You can't even regulate your own central bank. There is nothing functional, nothing totally dysfunctional, this country. But they are interested in how many pastors are being whatever, cars, convoys, what. Do you see how stupid they all are? Eh? Stupid. Your own central bank. But you see, now they are going to learn that Uganda is not Rwanda. Eh? We cannot let this happen. Okay? We are people who have clout, who have kept quiet, because they let us do our things quietly. Okay? But now they have invaded our territory. And now they won't know what hit them. And now, they will discover that there is a power of God, eh? That is behind. Because, like, how? You didn't understand, eh? Like, and you see, they have been taught to believe that, you know, born again people are quiet, you know, you just step on them and they'll say, yeah, turn the other cheek. Let me tell you, the time for turning the other cheek ended long time ago. Eh? There is a time for everything. Eh? Now the time is for subduing, is for pursuing, is for sticking together. Now let me tell you, I was trying to get other men of God to join and we resist this thing. Then I realized they are all scared. I learned that. Because when the thing passed, there are people, you know, men of God whom I'm in touch with. So I sent them WhatsApp message and told them, now, did you know that? Do you see this thing? I said, man, can you imagine? How can they do this? What? And I said, let's do this. I said, ah. So they feel squeezed by it, but they are scared. They are intimidated. They let Herod put them in a box. There's a time I tried to meet with some of them who are with Apostle Abraham, is not here, who are with Apostle Abraham. And one of them was, we're talking about serious things, how, you know, the church and what, everything you talk about. He says, yeah, even Museveni did this. Even Museveni did this. I looked at the man and said, are you a fool? Why don't you go and join his church? That's why he comes for prayer breakfasts and tells them that they should embrace witchcraft. And none of them can say anything. That because when the Bush war had failed, he went to a witch doctor and it worked out. And the pastors are there clapping. You know, twice they invited me for those prayer breakfasts. And I say, I can only come there when I'm the one speaking. Because I don't need to be. Here is the thing. Eh? I don't need to be there. You understand? Eh? So I can just do chejo and say, unless I'm the keynote speaker and I speak after the president, not before him. Breakfast? I will have breakfast at home. How can you let people who believe in witchcraft go and mock you like that? They don't believe in our God. Okay? And they, you stand there. If you are going to mock me when I'm not there. You cannot request the presence of my, I mean, the honor of my presence for you to stand and start mocking me. Praise the Lord. The time of frustrating the word of the king has come. Now, but you know, some of these things, they just set for us a katuti to do what? To enter and do other things. Because the scripture says, be wise as what? So somebody comes. Do you know that God sets up these things for somebody to come and show his face? And suddenly say, yeah, this is the guy. Then they find out that what? Praise the Lord. Anyway. So all these bills that are being passed. And now let me tell you something. The people of this nation, now I'm speaking, I don't know as what. The people of this nation have got to learn that we have a control of our own destiny. You see, when somebody projects himself as so powerful, or herself, you say, hey, man, be careful about that woman. She can mess you up. The scripture says, be careful for nothing, but in all things, through prayers. Through prayer. And you see, because when somebody projects themselves and you have this fear, you are not going to do anything. And that's it. And that's how the devil does. He projects himself. And I remember a time when I lived in such fear, and where some people actually, some of you still live, where every prayer you have is some kind of war, is a battle. There are things attacking you. There's somebody attacking you. There's somebody against you. There's this. And somehow you remain in an area where you're permanently in fight and you think it's something good. Okay? Then you'd realize that, how come I'm always putting out fires? Can't I be in a place where there are no fires? Where there is comfort? Where there is peace? Where these prayers are not about devil and what? Now when you start realizing that, and now some of you are going to go and come back next year like this, with this mindset, then you start praying and then you discover that when you pray and you go to sleep, you dream when you're flying. Now you see some people, there's war, then there's war in the city, then when you arrive, you just fly. Okay? And if you go to some of those churches, like in Mutundwe, they will say, Ejo mizimu jachi. But in the reality, that is actually your spirit man rising above. Now when it continues rising and rising, you realize that now you're no longer part of those I remember I used to have, there was a time I would be walking and usually it would be like some old school where I used to go, and I'm there at night, I'm alone. Then things come attack you, then you just fly. You soar in the air. Then now from the air, you're seeing the Kavuyo, which is down there. But then, in one of those dreams, I saw this thing looking at me, like as if kubazaring me. Eh? You understand? Eh? Then looked at me. Then, I as if came down a bit. Eh? Then it jumped. Then it got hold of my finger, like this. Then I pulled my finger out, and I woke up when I was pulling my finger out like this. And there was actually a pain in my finger from a dream. Now, here is the thing. Some people, because so many of you are like this, you believe in highs and lows. Eh? So you go and fast 3 days and you come out feeling spiritual. Man. Then for 3 weeks, you what? You're on a chill drinking cappuccinos. Eh? There is no consistency. But you see, if you learn how to go up and stay up, now when you come down, now there are certain things I know. There is a place where I be, where I know if I come down, the first sign that happens is I start getting things like I can contract things like flu and what. Right now, even if you came and spat in my face when you had the flu, I cannot get it because I'm at a place where I can't. You understand? But now I'll give you an example. It doesn't take too much. I'll give you an example. In the time of my wedding, I actually ended up getting flu. Why? I was too busy. Because, like, now too, there's this mukoro, there's what, and then now put on what, then now cancel. Now, man, those things bore me to the core, eh? So if you're wedding and you invite me and I don't come, but you see what happens is, because you become busy, then you take time without being where? In that place, eh? Then now you calm down. The next thing you feel, I've started also face. Cough, what, those Now, as I know where to stay, where those things can never come, please. And now that is, not just that, other things as well. You know, there are certain things which if they happen, I know something is wrong. I've not kept myself on the rock where I'm supposed to be. Eh? I'm not in the cleft of a rock, you know, the revelation. Eh? Now, you can be in a place where even things like fear of death, fear of, what am I saying? What if? What? Once I start thinking like that, I know I've left the cleft of the rock. I'm in another place. Amen? Now, what makes people get there is busyness, being busy. Now, I'm organizing this. The last time it happened, I think in about 6 or 7 years, as I've told you, was during my wedding because of Mikoro. I could not sleep. I mean, I could not pray very well. You pray a little, you're tired, you dysfunction, you what, you this, that, then you calm down. Eh? Then the other thing is what? He's waiting for you. Eh? You had quite one kaderi. Now the thing waits for you. And then it goes for you. And it comes off, like, you end up with some. How many of you are learning what I'm saying here today? Eh? So now, do you know you can actually keep yourself in that place? Eh? And it is not difficult. By just setting aside your time with the Lord and, you know, you keep yourself there. And these things, even these, once you start dreaming those dreams, eh, where somebody, what, then I did this. Eh? Like, and so many of you come to me with those dreams. Eh? And I just know that's a place. That's a place dream. That's a place where you've put yourself, where you're vulnerable. But you don't have to be there. Just go up to the place where you cannot be touched. Where your dreams are always what? Victory, direction dreams. You dream when you're supposed to do this, you're supposed to do that, giving you direction. But now that the year is ending, eh? Now let me tell you, don't think that somebody can move from one level of success to the next without any spiritual activity. It's not possible. You're lying yourself. Praise the Lord. You're doing what? You're lying yourself. Every single time. Now I'll tell you, in this, you see people's plots before they do them. You pray about them. You see what? Like, you have the vantage point of the ego. That's what the Bible says. Soar, mount up with wings like an eagle. Now, I told you before that you never see an eagle fighting with a marabou stalk. Why? Because the ego just goes higher. If it came down to the ground, the marabou stalk would hammer it. But I told you, and eagles have been seen as much as 8,000 feet above sea level. There! No other bird can survive there. But the eagle goes there. Now, for it, when the kavuyo is here, it just goes up. Then high, you never find a stork there. You never find a, you know, all these other birds, crows and what. They can't go there. They operate here. The eagle goes higher. High. Now, those who wait upon the Lord will mount up with wings like what? Yeah. Like you above, you have, and you know even the eagle's eye. Eh? You know what they call the eagle's eye? Because from those 1,000 feet above sea level, it can see a piece of meat on the ground. Can you imagine? So when it just comes down knowing where it is going. So it will be up there and it can see. Apparently there eyesight is so good and so sharp that it can see a small piece of meat there from way up there. So then it starts descending. Now, when you are there, you have that vantage point of the ego. When somebody is trying to attack you, you dream about it and you sort it before it happened. When something would have happened, you dream about it and you sort it before it happens. Now, there's some guy here who told me. Okay, his thing which was very incredible. Now, he was driving to the east. Now, they were entering Mavira. Then, he had a flash in front of him. And I'm sure some of you have seen those flashes, where something flashes in your face, and it looks like you're seeing something ahead. It just comes and goes. So, he had a flash, and in the flash, a female demon was stopping him in the middle of the road. Inside, within Mavira. Stopping him in the middle of the road. Then the next thing he knew, his car overturned. Then the last bit of the flash, his car was... And you're seeing the tires above, up, rolling like this. Eh? You know that thing? First of all, it's a cheap car. Eh? So I had to shade him. Eh? Because he's here. Praise the Lord. Very cheap car. Eh? That's why I'm joking. Now, do you know what he did when he saw that? He was in the car with some people. So he told them, you people, let's pray in tongues. So they started praying in tongues. So they prayed in tongues, he said, for like 5 minutes as they were entering Mavira. They started praying in tongues. They prayed. After like about 5 minutes, something happened. And the next thing they realized, they were at the bridge. The new bridge in Jinja. The time period where the female demon was supposed to meet them, God had just, now they are this side. Now the demon, true story. Spectacular but true. Now those are things which we are going to be expecting in these days. Eh? So he asked his friends, you people, does anybody remember us going through Mavira? I said, no, we don't. We are entering Mavira. The last thing we knew, now we are at the bridge in Jinja. And of course, so now, praise the Lord. Now, that's what, let me tell you, you hear things like something happened. That they are the enemies of the Lord. Eh? If they had an opportunity, there are so many things they could do, praise God. But you see, when you are in that place, like, first of all, you can see what they are planning. Secondly, there are so many things that cannot touch you. And now, even when you are in business, you can keep yourself at that place. Amen? Where when a mufere comes, you see him beforehand. Where you do not lose any money. Because you see, if you go and I lost money today, then now you're operating at the same level as what? As an unbeliever. You can be in a place where even money, when somebody comes, before they say anything, you're already seeing this guy is fake. Somebody came and told me he's doing his things. Then somebody comes and tells me. So he came and told me that somebody came and told him, man, I want to invest in your business. I am what some apparently rich person, what, you know, I want to put $350,000 in your business. Now those things will come when you're at that level where you want to expand. So he came and told me. He was excited, but I could tell he was a bit skeptical. So he tells me this man came and said I could put... So I told him that's fake. He said, fake, eh? Then he said, Wamma, you're right. Because you know that usually the spirit is telling you, eh? So but you want to believe it because it sounds good, eh? But somehow your spirit is not comfortable, eh? But the Bible says whatever is not of faith is sin. If you do something and it is not of faith, you're not sure about it. What of faith means that you enter it when you're definitely sure about it, then it is fake. Sin means when you've lost God's what? Losing it, eh? Losing God's path. So let's say somebody comes to you with this deal and it looks so good and what, but you don't feel the faith. You don't, you're excited at the head, but another part of you is not excited. Like you, now, there was a time when I could fall for that, but I can't any longer. Once I don't feel it in my spirit, I cancel it even, I would rather miss it. Number one. But number two, there was a time even when people would come and tell me about those things, and I say I will not tell the person because they will feel like I am, like, you know, those people who pour cold water on your excitement. Eh? And I didn't want to be one such person. You understand? So somebody comes with an exciting thing, and I would, until after a long time, I would start telling people. The person comes and says, no, it didn't work out. I say, I didn't think it would. I say, why didn't you tell me? And it didn't work out. I knew it wouldn't. Why didn't you tell me? Then I said, you know what? I'm going to start telling people. Now, if they don't like me, let them not like me. Okay, the only exception is when it comes to a woman and the man she's in love with. There, I don't say. I do not say because I know that one has made people hate me. And even when they go and find out you were right, they will never accept that you were right. They don't come back. So when it comes to issues of the heart, I say, man, okay, you know what? He's good. What? I think he's of God. What? And the funny thing is this. Eh? The minute somebody starts talking, I know it's fake. Like, I don't even have to hear details. The minute somebody starts talking, you look and say, man, you can tell. And then you can look beyond them and you can see they also know it is fake, but they are desperate to believe it is what? It is true. So I told this guy, that thing is fake. Then he was first in shock. Hey. I said, but I know you're right. Because also me, I wasn't feeling it. But now he came to you for you to endorse it. So if you said, yeah, man, that's of God, he's going to go down a tangent. And now, when you're on the brink of something big, that's where all those things come. But he who doubts is condemned if he eats, because he does not eat from faith. For whatever is not of faith is sin. Now, there's some guy who got born again and was conscious about pork. But you know pork, what? I said, don't eat it. But this is for me, I eat it with faith. But if there is that doubt in you, just don't eat it. That's what Paul is saying here. And that is not just about pork or anything else. Eh? If you feel, but should I not? Now I'll give you an example. I used to like hats. Eh? You know, hats. But then I would see people coming to church in hats. But for me, somehow it used to bother me. Eh? Like, is it right? Is it wrong? Then even when I come in it, I feel smart, but I feel that I'm not in church. So I chucked them. Not just in church, altogether. Now, because it wasn't of faith, yet I see people who come in hats, and they're okay. They don't see anything wrong, and for them, they're doing it in faith. So it's not sin. Now, if you have that kind of thing, but is it true? Should I not? What? But you know, if what? Just don't do. Now, whatever is not of faith is sin. So in those scenarios, praise the Lord. So now this year, as it ends, today is what? 7. We are ending 14th. Between 14th and the end of the year, go and seek God and do something. See? Like, go to some place, mount up like an eagle, and be in that place where you are not involved in what? In skirmishes and cheap talk. And what. And the other thing, by the way, is a clear sign of somebody who is in the flesh, is talk. Cheap talk. Now, I know that. Where you hear somebody said this and this about the other and what, and that one, you just know that one is flesh. Because the one thing that changes when you start getting the spirit is the words become fewer. Automatically, the words become fewer. Somehow, every single thing that is supposed to be said goes through a sieve. So you know, should I not? So you're calculating, everything goes through a sieve. Now that's, you're beginning too much. After some time, almost everything, you just keep quiet. You just keep quiet. Then they do this, you keep quiet. Somebody says something mean about you, you keep quiet. There was a time when even on social media, if you dare say something against me, I would abuse you in Luzungu, which is not for joking. And I would keep people subdued because they were scared of what I could throw at them. But that was the what? The flesh. That was the flesh. That was some years ago. Now you cannot get me to answer back anything, good or bad. I don't care. I don't care. Even if you praise me, man, what? Somebody sent me an inbox on Facebook. Man of God, man, I respect your wisdom. What? Now, there's a time that, now that does not even touch me one bit anymore than to touch me if you said you're fake. What? I don't like you. It is the same. I'm not living for the audience of anybody else apart from God. If that came from God, then I would say, yeah. But good or bad, I don't care. I really don't care. Now, because you have to get to that point of where you're delivered from the snare of the fear of men. That is seeking their approval. Because that's the place at which so many people's dreams vanish. You come with something which God has given you and it's very unpopular. And somehow you adjust yourself to it, to the popularity. Eh? And then you become among the people whom you were sent to deliver. And then you become just like them. And so you can't help them. Yet if you had stood and said, no, I'm going this direction, they would actually have followed you at some stage. Anyhow, so The Economist magazine has already produced, has already given their prophecies for 2019. How many people have seen them? Powerful prophecy. Okay, let Lydia show us some things here. Which you first see this. Have you seen Donald Trump up there? You see his hair, eh? You see his hair. Now it has Donald Trump. It has Vladimir Putin. Now you see, if you want to decipher what these people mean, you turn everything upside down. Eh? Because that is the language of the occult. They read from the other way round. Eh? So somebody comes and says, my name is Mai, M-A-I. And then they promote it, Mai. And then you see a whole people going after them. But then when you turn it around, it is I am. So they are saying I'm God. That is God's name. But they'll put it as M-A-I. So to understand everything, now this is the inverted one. Okay. First of all, there is this man here. Eh? You see that man there putting on a virtual reality mask. That's the mask they put on for virtual reality with four hands, one on the other. On the lower one, on the lower hand, this side is a baseball bat, and above those flowers he's holding are shoots of marijuana. So, what does that symbolize? Recreational marijuana. Sport, eh? Sport is recreation, eh? And so they are marijuana being, you know, it's being pushed to be whatever here. Now on the other side, the upper hand is holding a phone. The lower hand is holding scales. Okay? Scales. Okay. Now, remember the scripture we just read? Go back to Revelation 6, you see? I had the third say, come and see. So I looked and behold, a black horse. And he had a pair of scales in his hand. Okay, let's go back. Here is the word me too. Me too. You know that? At me too. That feminist, whatever. That's Donald Trump. You see, he's as if in some kind of prison. What they are saying is now that he lost control of the Congress, they are going to try and nab his agenda. Okay, now you see, they have put those whatevers around him, as if now they have caged him a bit because he was going rampant. But I want you to see that there is the world here. You see that thing of the world. Now there's somebody else here who is becoming a bit of a trick, and I think they want to bring her into the world. Now the ones who are with them, they are inside within the world. You understand? Are you seeing? The ones who are with them are within you. That's a globe. So this man here with his marijuana and a baseball and then the phone and then the weighing scale, which we saw it means famine. So don't be surprised if these people are planning to do their famine thing in 2019, because they have the power too. They control the food. Okay? Now, this is the Indian prime minister, that guy, Narendra Modi. This is Vladimir Putin. Now, what? Now, here, I wish you could expand and see. These are the four horsemen of the apocalypse. They are four horsemen, and they are dressed exactly the way this. Let's first read them here and we see. Now I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures saying with a voice like thunder, "Come and see." And I looked, and behold, a white horse. He who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went out conquering and to conquer. Okay, let's read, and then we go to the picture. And then he opened the second seal, and I had the seven living creatures saying, "Come and see." Another horse, fiery red, went out, and he was granted. And it was granted to the one who sat on it to take peace from the earth, and that people should kill one another. And there was given to him a great sword. It's somewhere there, holding a sword. Then he opened the third seal, and I had a living creature say, "Come and see." This is the one of the scales. We've just read it, so there's no point reading it again. Then the fourth seal. When he opened the fourth seal, I had the voice of a living creature saying, "Come and see." So I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and the name of him who sat on it was Death, and heads followed him. And the power was given to him over a fourth of the earth to kill with the sword, with hunger, with death, and by the beasts of the earth. Now let's go back to the picture. Now those are the four horsemen. These are four horsemen. Eh? And now this is the Russian bear. You understand? Eh? This is Vladimir Putin. This is the British bulldog. they are trying to mess them up on what? Brexit. Eh? As if they are trying to exit the system, but they don't want them in. You know, democracy ended long time ago. Eh? Did you know that? Eh? Democracy ended long time ago. Now, you see those British people, they voted to leave the European Union. But it has taken them 4 years. Negotiating. Now, they still are not going to leave the European Union. Because the deal they gave them, which their prime minister is saying, is a terrible deal. They don't get anything. And it is meant as if to be punitive towards anybody who comes afterwards and say they want to leave their system. So Britain, if they live with that deal, live with nothing. And yet it's the best they can get. And yet, man. So when you hear them saying that democracy is dying. Now let me tell you, our democracy is dying. You've heard people saying that, eh? When the midterms were on in America, Obama was going all over the place saying our democracy is dying, as if it's being killed by Donald Trump. But the man was elected by the people. The only way he can be president is by democracy. You understand? But what they mean by democracy, or what they call their liberal democracy, is a certain elite people making all the decisions to impoverish the poor people and getting the poor people divided on basis of emotions. You know, women's movement, blacks movement, what's movement, what? So you get, they just keep you there rotating, eh? On emotions and things which you can't change. You cannot change the fact that you're black, that you're a woman, that you're tall, that you're what, you know, eh? So if you waste time on those things, you're a fool, because you have no power to change them. Okay? I cannot change the fact that I am black. So if somebody came and told me this, they're fighting blacks and what, then the next thing, you leave what you're supposed to be doing and you're fighting to validate your race, and they have imprisoned you, or to validate your gender, and they keep people there. Meanwhile, they are making policies at the top for internationalists, the people who actually, and this has nothing to do with Republican or Democrat. This is politicians and political class. Now then comes somebody who goes to the people and says, "No, these guys have been messing you up. You vote for me, I'm going to do this. Vote for real things. I'm going to make you rich. I'm going to do this." Then people say, we've tried the other guys. They are not working. Let's try this man. They say, our democracy is dying. He's creating division. It's only unity when they're on top and their agenda is on top and they are promoting their things. Okay? And it's division when somebody who does not believe like them is in charge. Then it's division. Now, Brexit, they have messed it up completely, and I've been following it, unlike all of you. I've been following it. They have put Britain in a position where they will live like paupers. Nothing. The only thing they are getting from the Brexit is control of their borders, which is the real thing they wanted in the first place. Not this thing of anybody can come from the European Union and settle in their country. That's what they didn't want. Okay. What is an elephant? What does it represent? India. Now, what about... first of all, there is... You know, they have talked about landing on the moon again. And you know, it's the 50th, I think. 50th anniversary of 1969, when they first landed on the moon, eh? So this is that thing. This woman, I think, is Christine Lagarde, the IMF person. The only thing I'm wondering is why isn't she part of them? Yet I thought she was. But you see how they are making a fan of Putin, eh? Like putting a clown behind him, eh? But then also something which is very important here is this. Do you know the myth of children coming from a stock? Eh? Where do children come? You've seen it even on TV. Hey, where do children come from a stock? A stock brings them from somewhere and ferries them and brings them. Now, to this year we saw, just a few months ago, how a scientist in China said he produced the first genetically modified baby. So, in other words, Lydia here can get a black man, but they decide they want a Muzungu baby. So they put genes of a Muzungu. Do you want them tall or short? Since the mother is tall, she will become out tall anyway. How else do you want? Do you want big feet or small? Like, totally genetically modified. So, you design your own what? Your own baby. How you want it. So now Roger could easily have a Muzungu baby. Huh? And they abused him. Scientists were very angry because it came out before time. That is supposed to be 29. Now, what they are saying is finally babies are going to come from a stock again. Eh? They are going to have a control of babies. And now the funny thing is, if you go and look at this picture, you go and Google it. Eh? If you go and look at it closely, that package which has a baby being carried by a stock actually has a barcode. You see a barcode, eh? Like those things of which they put on products. Eh? Eh. So now this is where we are going. Complete manufacturing of babies. And it's going to be there in 2019. It's going to be there in 2019. And for the most part, they would even get to a point where they don't even need a man or a woman. They just get the baby. And we are getting there. Eh? There are so many things we can look into it anyway, but the others that I failed to decipher, what they mean. But maybe you'll go and look at it and study. But what is this? What's that? Like some kind of crocodile, eh? Armadillo is what? What do you know about it? Oh, it's a leviathan. Anyway, you got whatever. But then there is another one which the Aria produced the world in 2019. Lydia, get us that the first one which I told you to get. The world in 2019. There's one where actually the first one that came out before this one came out had a blank page, black, blank, nothing. Then they just put in white the world in 2019. Now that showed me that now this is going to be the year of complete separation. Those who are for and against, it's going to be black and white. Because it sent all professor teachers scrambling to, what did they mean? What did they mean? Is it going to be a dark year? No, it's just going to be a year of black and white. You're either with us or against us. That's how they are going to see it. That's going to be true for people. It's going to be true for nations. And it is going to, there's going to be a lot of rollout of the technology in human beings. You've seen that Swedish company which is now giving its employees cheap microchips. You wait and see how it... Did you see it? Did any of you see it? You wait and see how it's going to become very rampant in 2019. That is not yet the mark of the beast. Because you can request for it to be put somewhere else apart from your forehead or your right hand. Now, when the actual... It's just the technology that formulates it. Now, when the actual mark of the beast comes, you can only put it on your right hand or the forehead. But you see, all the ground has been set for it. And by the way, 2019... I'm just telling you what these Rothschilds who own the world system think the world is going to be like in 2019. But they don't have a control of exactly what is going to happen. Now, for us, we are going to go and pray and get a more godly view of what God wants to do in 2019. And then we'll come with it at the beginning of the year. Praise the Lord. But I want you to know that all prophecy, much of prophecy, by the way, is just a preposition. It all involves the actions of a person who is prophesied to. Do you understand? Now, the reason some people even get prophecies and they don't come to pass is because they have not played their role in making it come to pass. That's why Paul tells Timothy, son Timothy, that by the prophecies given concerning you, that you might wage the good warfare. Now, I know so many couples who were dating properly and were doing everything, Bulunji, and everything seemed to be okay, until they got a prophetic word that their union is of God. Then all hell breaks loose. Why is that? Because when you get a prophecy, you have to step up your game. You understand? You have to keep yourself in the other place. Because you might be an ordinary couple and yeah, the devil has no time for you. His resources are elsewhere. So you're just there cheating, going for ice cream and what? Until a prophetic word comes and says, you two, you're going to be very powerful. You'll be what? Then they will say, hey. Then now he comes for you. Now, if he finds you and you're not steady, because you see, the devil doesn't have an idea what God is doing. So that's why he comes to places like this, because he knows we speak when the Spirit of God is speaking through us. So we give him an idea of what is happening. Now, when there is prophecy being given, he's the one person who is there listening is who? So, because you're going to be a very powerful person. Say, hey, me, I saw him as a loser. Then what God is saying, what then says, okay. So he's going to do that. Now, then he goes and tries to use all sorts of means to mess you up. Of course, he should not. But the point is, everybody must understand that most of prophets, like Uganda is going to be a very powerful country, and what? It depends on what we do as the people in this country. Praise the Lord. Amen? It is not just given how God can sort it out. Those are his. No. That's not the part. It actually just gives you the will of God, and now it is up to you to pursue it. It's up to you to make it come to pass. Now you fight with a level of knowledge, because you can't fight unless you know that it's the will of God. There are things, wars you can't get in with confidence unless you are sure this is the will of God. Now that's what prophecy does. So now, when a word is given concerning what is going to happen, there is a lot of responsibility on the people who receive it to respond in a certain way. For that word to happen if it is good, and for that word not to happen if it is not good. Okay? So if I told somebody that you're going to be very prosperous and what, that is just the beginning. Now, he has to go and make sure that he knows who he is, what he is. So now nobody in 2019 is going to stay at the same level. Clap for that. Nobody. Eh? Stay up there. Up there. On that rock. Step up to a higher rock. Praise the Lord. And fight battles of a different level. If you're still fighting the battles of 2018 in 2019, you're offside. You have to fight. There will be battles for 2019. There's no time when there's not going to be any battle. But let them be the battles for that period. Praise the Lord. Not the battles for the period before. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, finished preaching. Oh, glory to God. Now, weddings, what? You know those things, eh? People are going to get married. Eh, some people want. That's why they are saying amen. Others don't want. And others have the attitude of, that's going to be for other people, not for me. Man, that thing is the biggest hindrance of children of God living in a miraculous life. The biggest hindrance is that thing of a good word is given, and somehow you disqualify yourself in your mind. But it's not that you don't believe it, you just don't see yourself being there. Eh? You don't see yourself getting in that place. Praise the Lord. Now, but thank God that if you've attended here, you know very well that the things that we speak about are big. Eh? But we believe them. Eh? If you want a companion in your cowardice, you will never get one in me. I will believe God. Praise the Lord. And I believe there is no higher authority than Him. I believed long time ago when I read in Matthew chapter 10, Jesus said that nobody can touch you, because even a sparrow. Do you know, like, you just believe it and it becomes a rock. Now, when people are scared, do you know how many people have tried to approach to get, and they are very scared? Come on, but no guy, can you imagine the word? Then you say, we do something. But okay, I understand that. I totally understand that. But I also know we cannot put new wine in old wine skins. So it was necessary for me to understand that and move on my own. Glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I thank you for wonderful things in next year. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that we complete this year in the freshness of the Spirit and of the power that lifts us to the next level. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, that not a single person here shall not step to a rock that is higher than them. That they will go and get, even in a financial rock, a revelation of finance, a rock that is higher than they are. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And they shall not, the problems of this year shall not carry on into next year. Now, any problems concerning rent and things like that, don't carry on into next year.
Hallelujah, Masahira Shororo. Rico Grazan Talabasilum Rosum Toroshena. Rico Grazin Talabashilum Rosum Toroshena.
Now I want you to start envisioning briefly the kind of 2019 that you want.
Rico Grazan Toroshela Mazin Torosida. Real Amazon Toroshela Mazinta. Rico Cross,
and you're going to do that for the rest of the. For the rest of this month, speak the kind of year that you want. Consistently speak it. Keep on saying to yourself, this is what I'm going to see for the rest of this month and throughout 2019. This is what I'm going to witness.
Keep on speaking it. Rasila Bokroz and Tarvash, Rikramazin Toroshilamazin Tarvashina, Rikarazin Torosh,
and envision it. Envision it.
Rikamazin Torosh, Rikramazin Toroshilamazin Tarvashin, Rikramaz.
I thank you, Father, because your people are blessed, and I thank you for an increase for 2019. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, because you do a powerful thing in our midst. And we own the next year. We move to a new level of dominion. We move to a new level of victory, of being known. We shall be a force that cannot be stopped. We shall stand up and we shall be a marching army that is spoken of in Joel chapter 2. An army of the Lord, walking in rank, not breaking rank, that cannot be stopped In the name of Jesus. Now this army starts this moment. And in Jesus' name, it moves it to the next year. And no one can stand in our way. No one can stand in our way. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
That was The Watchman. Do not miss our Friday fellowship, 6 p.m. at Uma Upper Gardens, Nakawa. For previous recordings, visit our website at ugwatchman.com. You can follow us on Facebook, The Watchman. Our Twitter handle is at ugwatchman. Instagram, the_watchman256. For inquiries, please contact us via email, info@ugwatchman.com. You can as well call us on +256 780 292 555 or +256 755 292 555. The Watchman, the King is coming.